Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Sleepless in Stringy Bark Bay, written by Susan Duncan and read by Caroline Lee. Walking in the shallows of the bay, Etty Brookbank wriggled her toes in the cool sand, sidestepped a starfish, and raised her eyes to delight in the sight of frothy pink clouds skittering along the horizon. Blessed, she thought, smiling inwardly. I am blessed. To be sure her joy didn't inflame those capricious gods who hid around corners, determined to pounce on a person's good fortune and send it crashing to the ground, she reached to touch the timber pile supporting the briny cafe. The haphazard construction of planks, silvered by the sea and sun, perched on oyster-encrusted pylons, had a slightly cartoonish lean towards the east, courtesy of the August westerlies, which, in a big blow, could reduce the lot to toothpicks. "Touch wood," she said aloud. Then she laughed. Science trumped superstition. Hadn't she heard it repeated like a mantra for the current age? "Time to move into the 21st century, Etty," she told herself. It was an hour before opening. Time to mise en place, as her beloved Marcus, a retired chef, would say. Get everything in order before unlocking the doors for the first hordes of hungover tradies to stampede inside for a caffeine fix. Youth, she thought, without envy. She wouldn't swap places with them for a small fortune, or even a large one. At 55, she had never been happier in her life. A good man to lie alongside at night, a clever and committed business partner, Kate Jackson, to steer the Briny Cafe from loss to profit. A community of like-minded eccentrics with an unshakable belief that kindness had the power to pummel evil into oblivion. Replete, she thought. That's how she felt. She gathered her voluminous tie-dyed skirts, stepped from the shallows and clambered up the slippery seawall to the square, the shabby offshore community hub and drop-off point for the local ferry, where celebrations, funerals, protests, environmental campaigns and business deals sealed with a handshake took place at scarred picnic tables shaded by tired casuarinas. "Did you see what Glenn's up to, Etty?"
"Sam! Lord, you gave me a fright!"
"Well, if you weren't so caught up in those dreams that are making your face all mushy and rosy, you would have seen Glenn's punt weighed down with goods and chattels, headed for the resurrected sandstone shack at the end of Stringy Bark Bay, with the most expensive jetty in Cook's Basin, $400,000, according to the grapevine that's more reliable than a newspaper. Reckon the new owners will live like kings until they check out for the next destination, wherever that might be, since not even Kate, brilliant journalist that she was before switching from print to pies, has interviewed anyone who's made the return trip.